Namanda, bütün 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 namanda.
I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the larger sutra. And this is the beginning of a story that I'd like to share with everyone this morning about Amida Buddha, the Buddha who's here at the center of our shrine. I'm going to be talking about him today and his path to becoming a Buddha. 今日は Amida Buddha, このお内寺の真ん中に安置なさってる仏様なんですけど、それの、こういう由来の話を今日皆さんに紹介したいと思いますけど、それを仏説無量寿経というお経様からまずその話をいただきたいと思います。 I invite you to join me in 合唱。 合唱をお願いします。 There was a king who, having heard the Buddha's exposition of the Dharma,rejoiced in his heart and awakened the aspiration for supreme true enlightenment. He renounced his kingdom and throne and undertook practice as a monk named Dharmakara. Hitori no kokuo ga ita. Sejizai obutsu no seppo o kiite fukaku yorokobi.そこでこの上ない悟りを求める心を起こし、国も王位も捨てて出家して修行したとなり、法蔵と名乗ったと。ナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツ。 Morning everyone. It's wonderful to see you all here this morning. Ohayo gozaimasu. Ohayo gozaimasu. It's a wonderful, wonderful turnout. I think everybody who's maybe 9:30 is really early this morning. They had an extra hour to sleep, right? And so we've got a great turnout here this morning. I'm delighted to see you all. Mina san wa kino ゆっくりあと1時間寝れて、今日はお参りがたくさんいらっしゃって、本当に私が喜んでることですね。So I began my talk this morning by beginning the start of a story. And so this is a story about a king. This story was told by Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha was the historical Buddha who lived in India about 2,500 years ago. And he was a wonderful teacher and he taught in many ways. And one of the ways in which he taught the Dharma was to tell stories. To tell stories aboutPeople he knew, about things he'd experienced, and about truth that he had come to see as an enlightened Buddha. So today I want to share with you one of the really wonderful stories that he told. It's a story about a king. And this was a good king, and his name was Dharmakara. Dharmakara. Can you all say that? Dharmakara. Very good, very good. So this king, Dharmakara,He wanted everybody in his realm, everybody in his kingdom to be happy, to be peaceful. He wanted everyone to get along, right? Angulimala, that's right. We talked about him last week. We won't be talking about him today. So Dharmakara was a very kind, very good king. And he looked around his realm and he saw that not everybody was kind and good like he was.He saw that some people were mean, like Angulimala. Some people treated other people badly. Some people treated people badly just because of the way they looked or the color of their skin. And he thought, this is terrible. We've got to do something about this. Then he looked around and he saw some people who ignored other people who were having trouble.You ever been having a hard time and wish someone would help you and it just seemed like everyone was ignoring you? So the king saw people who were having a hard time, but people weren't listening to them and they weren't looking at them. It's like they were ignoring them. He said, that's no good. We've got to do something about that. And then he saw people who were struggling and no one would go out of their way to help them.People were too busy with their own everyday activities. They said, I can't be bothered. to stop and help that person. I've got to get to work. I've got to get home. I've got to make dinner for my family. I don't have time. So they couldn't go out of their way to help others. He saw some people who were very, very greedy. They had lots and lots of stuff. They had more than they needed, and they would refuse to share. They couldn't share. He saw people who wouldn't share. And he said, "This isn't good. This isn't good. Everybody should be able to share." And since he was a great king, he had lots of money and he had lots of power. And he said, "I'm going to use my money and my power to fix this. So I'll start by giving people everything they need. If they want something, I'll just buy it for them." So he started buying lots of things that he thought people needed and handing them out and sharing them with people. But people were still greedy. They still wouldn't share. So he said, "Money won't solve this problem." Then he said, "Well, I'm the king. Everyone listens to me, right?" And so he started making laws. He started making proclamations saying, "Everybody, you've got to be nice to each other. You've got to share. You've got to help each other." Do you think it helped? Yeah, not really. A little bit. But there was still this problem. It just wouldn't go away. Even his power couldn't fix it. So he said, "I'm the king. I've got lots of money and lots of power, and I still can't solve this problem." So what did he do? He gave up his throne. He gave up being the king. And he said, "I want to find a wise teacher, somebody who can tell me the way to solve this problem." So he went in search of a wise teacher, and he asked people, "Who's the wisest teacher around?" And people said, "There's a Buddha here. There's a Buddha here. His name is Lokeshvara Raja." So there was a Buddha at that time where that king was living. His name was Lokeshvara Raja. And so the king went and sought out that Buddha. And when he first saw that Buddha, he began by praising him. He said, "You're so wonderful. You're so wise. Please teach me. Teach me how I can solve this problem. How I can create a realm where everyone is happy and everybody lives peacefully." And so Lokeshvara Raja began to teach him, but he realized that more than just telling someone something, you have to show them. They got to see it with their own eyes, right? If someone tells you something, it's one thing, but then if they take you to see it, it's something different. Someone can tell you about an elephant, right? They can show you a picture of an elephant. Has anyone ever seen a picture of an elephant in a book? Okay. Has anybody ever been to the Oakland Zoo and seen the elephants? Yeah? It's something totally different, isn't it? If you see an elephant right there, you don't get to go face to face, but you see them and you see, wow, it really is as big as a bus. It really is large and strong. So you got to see it with your own eyes. So that's what Lokeshvara Raja did. He took him on a field trip. He took Dharmakara on a field trip. Has anybody here been on a field trip before? Yeah? Where did you go? Where'd you go, Luna?
AT&T Park.
AT&T Park. Okay, that's a great field trip. Yeah, right? Has anybody been to the zoo on a field trip? Yeah? Yeah, how about you, Joey? Where have you been on a field trip?
Limos Farm.
Limos Farm. We went to Limos Farm on Friday. My family. So there are all these places when you go to Limos Farm, you can see where pumpkins grow, right? And so this Buddha, Lokeshvara Raja, he took the king, Dharmakara, to see kingdoms, to see realms where everybody got along. So he took them to one realm and he said, "Look at these people. What do you notice about them?" And the king said, "I see that these people treat everyone nicely, no matter what they look like, no matter what their color of their skin is, they treat everyone nicely. I want to create a kingdom like this." He said, "How do people get to be born in this kingdom?" He said, "Well, people in this kingdom are very wise. They had to study very hard. They had to learn all of the Buddha's teachings. They had to memorize every single word. All these words, they had to learn them and memorize them." He said, "That's in Chinese." said, I know, they all learned Chinese just so that they could study and be wise, so that they could learn how to treat people kindly. He said, wow, that's wonderful, but what about the people who can't learn everything? He said, well, I'll show you another kingdom. He took them to a place where everybody would pay attention to other people when they were having a hard time. People who were struggling, they would notice. They'd say, hey, you're having a hard time. Tell me about your troubles. He said, wow, this is great. Everybody listens to each other. How did they get to be in this kingdom? He said, oh, these people, they worked very hard. It wasn't easy, but they were dedicated. They dedicated their whole lives to studying. So what about people who can't work that hard? Yeah, let's go see another kingdom. So he took him to another kingdom where people would go way out of their way to help other people. They were rushing home. They were busy. They had to get home to make dinner, and they saw somebody's car was broken down on the side of the road. What did they do? They stopped, and they said, do you need help? They said, yes, my car's broken down. Oh, let's call AAA. So they would help him. They would help each other, just like that. He said, wow, these are very special people. How did they get to be like this? He said, well, these are people who lived as monks and nuns. They left home and they followed all the rules. They would never eat a single bite of food after noon. That's what monks and nuns in many Buddhist traditions have to do. They don't eat after noon. They would never have dinner. They wouldn't even have a late lunch. No snacks. He said, wow, but what about people who have to have dinner? He said, let's go see another kingdom. So they went to another kingdom. And this was a kingdom where everyone was very generous. They were giving. They had lots and lots, but they shared what they had. He said, wow, this is great. Everybody has what they need because everyone shares. How did these people get to be here? And he said, these people all practiced wonderful generosity. They did things like donate temple buildings. They donated the land and the building. They donated beautiful gold Buddha statues. Very expensive, but they made these big donations. He said, wow, but what about people who can't make a big donation? What about people who can only donate 50 cents? Well, each of these kingdoms has their special traits. But each of these kingdoms, you have to do something very special to get there. So Dhammakara said, I see. I'm going to create the best place of all, the best realm. It's a very special place that has all of these good traits. Everybody will treat everybody kindly, no matter how they look. Everybody will practice generosity. Everybody will listen to each other's problems and go out of their way to help each other. But there's going to be one thing that's different about my kingdom. Anybody can go there just by doing simple things. They have to want to go there. They have to say, I want to go to that kind of place. So they have to really want to do it. And then they have to hear my teachings and they have to really appreciate it and get excited about it and say, this is what I want to do. I want to live like this. Then they have to say my name, Namo Amida Butsu. That's it. They have to hear the teachings. They have to trust in the Buddha. Say, yes, this is the right way. I want to do it. I'm going to do it. And then say, Namo Amida Butsu. It's that simple. And everybody gets to go just as they are. Just as they are. And then he worked very, very hard. That king worked hard for lifetime after lifetime to create this wonderful teaching and this wonderful world where we can all go by simply hearing this teaching, wanting to live in a world like this. If we want to live in a world where everybody's kind, where we recognize everybody should be generous and share with each other, if we trust that this is the way to live, if we feel happy about it and say Namo Amida Butsu as a way of showing how happy we are, then we get to go. That's one of the wonderful stories that the Buddha told. He told this story as a way to tell us how to live right here, right now. Right here, right now. We live in this way, and we know that one day we will reach this world where everybody is kind. Maybe we look around us and say, well, my world's not like that. People judge each other. People don't listen to each other. People don't help each other. But we want to live in that world. And so we follow these teachings and we do our best. We accept everyone just as they are because we are accepted just as we are. And we express this by saying Namo Amida Butsu. These simple, six simple syllables express all of this meaning, the whole meaning of this story in our lives. Namo Amida Butsu, この六字は全ての人が幸せになるお心。全ての人が助け合って、困っている人が困っている時によく見て、話を聞いて、不便であっても、忙しい中であっても、助けようとするのが、南無阿弥陀仏のお心です。南無阿弥陀仏のお心によって、みんな全てが、この幸せの阿弥陀仏の国に生まれることができる。簡単ですよ。この教えを聞いて、信じて、喜んで、南無阿弥陀仏を申したら、そのままその国に往生できる。簡単と言いながら難しいね。難しいですね。So it's very simple and yet it's very difficult. Very difficult to really trust this teaching. Because it's so different from the way we usually think. But if we really hear it and trust it, then we can realize this life of happiness. And that's what the Nembutsu is about. 難しいですが、この教え本当に信じたら、この幸せになる道が、私たちすべて一人一人そのままの救いがあります。So this is a wonderful story, and we'll be thinking about this all this month. Thinking about this wonderful story of this Buddha, and what the meaning of this Amida Buddha at the center of our shrine, and the Nembutsu that we say, the meaning of this wonderful teaching. It's a teaching about sharing, about being kind, and about being accepted just as you are, and learning to accept others in that way too. So I'd like to conclude now. I invite you to join me in Gassho. And I'd like to read the Metta, which was our reading for today, and which expresses the spirit of the Nembutsu. Please join me in Gassho. May all beings be happy. May they be joyous and live in safety. All beings, whether weak or strong, in high, middle, or low realms of existence, small or great, visible or invisible, near or far, born or to be born, may all beings be happy.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.